Hello, my sweet friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. I am so thrilled to be sharing this topic with you today because once I ingrained this into my brain, it made me understand that as soon as I start to change my thoughts, my external reality can completely change. So this is like a golden nugget, the tip of the week. You are going to want to write this down. So do yourself a favor, grab yourself a pen and a paper. If you're driving, you can have your kid take notes in the back seat, or you can make sure you listen to this again once you're back home, because this is something you're going to want to really just ingrain into your brain. And once you can do that and fully understand this, you're going to understand why every action that you take is based off of the thoughts that you've been experiencing, which turns into emotions, which turns into those actions that you've been taking. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Now, I have gone through years and years and years of personal development. I started to, you know, read books. I started attending conferences. I'd say, oh my goodness, over a decade ago, but I've been consistently going to events and things like that in person, and really doing that type of development for over 6 years now. And I'm so grateful that I've had this experience, because not every time that you go to an event do you get what you want to hear, right? But you get exactly what you need to hear. And the thing that I love about personal development is it's very similar to the Bible in the fact that it's a living and breathing word, meaning that you can listen to this podcast, you can listen to a particular training course that you may have purchased, you can listen or read a book that you have once read before, and because you are a human, hey, did you know that? You're a human who's experiencing growth and change throughout their life. You are going to take something different away from that book, from that podcast, from that training, from that course, whatever it might be, each and every time you go through it. So that is pretty cool, because you're probably going to hear something that maybe you weren't expecting, but that was the thing that you needed at that point in time. So I love that, you know, I've been fortunate enough to invest in these types of developments. And I challenge you to start doing that, because, you know, at first I kind of had this thought of, well, who am I? Like, why should I be spending money on myself? But truly, when you pour into yourself, then you can start to serve others in a way like you've never done before. And so I'm so grateful that I've been able to do that. And I challenge you to, you know, start doing that. You don't have to go into some massive investments, right? It doesn't have to be some $10,000 event or mastermind or whatever. It could literally be a $33 course that you find, or something along those lines. So that's something that, as my coaching business expands, right? I launched my coaching business on Black Friday in 2022. So this is what, month three of my coaching business. And I've kind of been, you know, slowly introducing masterclasses and things like that. My goal is to have price points that are available to anyone, right? So I'll have lower price point items, I'll have a medium range one, and then of course your high ticket coaching. So, but enough about me, let's go ahead and talk about this concept that I really want you to grasp today. And it's a simple statement that I want you to repeat over and over and over and over again until it's ingrained in your brain, because once you get this, like I said, life is going to change for you. Okay. So the statement is simply this: as I think, so I feel. As I feel, so I do. As I do, so I have. Okay. Now, the way I learned this was through a personal development course, and we actually would stand up and do motions that go along with it. So you can't see me right now, but I want you to maybe close your eyes if you're not driving or doing something where you would hurt yourself if you close your eyes, and simply imagine what I'm doing along with it. So as I think, I'm pointing to my temple of my right hand side, if you really want to know which temple I'm pointing at. So as I think, so I feel, and then I move my hand, my right hand, from my temple to my chest, right above my heart. As I feel, so I do. And I'm doing like a little running man motion, like I have a little wheel on my right side. And as I do, so I have. And the have motion is just simply me extending my arm out as if I'm, you know, Vanna White showcasing the letter that's supposed to pop up on the screen. Okay. So as I think, so I feel. As I feel, so I do. As I do, so I have. Now, let's break this down a little bit, okay? Because once you can grasp this, you're going to realize the thoughts that you're thinking are what stems every action you take and what is resulting in your life because of that. So think about it. I'm going to give you an example because I work best off of examples. Last week, I had one day that was a really rough day. There was no reason that I felt this way. Actually, that's a lie. I consumed too much content that made me feel crappy. So just know that no matter where you're at in your life, in your business, whatever, there are still things out there that you can be looking at and that still don't make you feel great. And so that was part of the reason that I wasn't feeling 100%. I think another part of it was probably PMS. But we have these times, right, where we're not feeling fantastic. We don't know maybe why. We may know why. Maybe we're having a rough go at it in our life, right? And so we're having these thoughts that aren't naturally serving us, right? So my thoughts last week kind of started with like, oh, I'm so like physically and emotionally, I just feel exhausted. I was thinking thoughts of like, why did I allow myself to look at all this excess content and consume this stuff when I know it doesn't serve me? Like, I was giving myself a hard time because I had looked at content that I'm not normally looking at, went down a rabbit hole of stupid content that doesn't need to be in my brain giving me all these thoughts, right? And so I was giving myself a hard time with that. And so what happens when I'm thinking these thoughts of, oh, Melissa, what were you doing? Like, why am I why am I thinking these thoughts and that sort of thing? And so then what happened is I started feeling so tired physically, emotionally, right? And I didn't want to do anything. So as somebody who has done a lot of this development, like I'm talking about, I did the things that I know that typically will make me feel a little bit better. So I still went and got a workout in. Was it the best workout I've ever had in my life? Absolutely not. There was one day, I'm going to tell you this, and this is a secret between you and me because I don't think my husband listens to this podcast, but there was a day last week, I think it was Thursday, where I literally went to the gym. I got on the treadmill for 30 minutes because I told myself, if you can just get a workout in for 30 minutes, like, I will be super proud of you, Melissa. So I made that standard of like 30 minutes. So I think at like 30 and a half minutes, I got off the treadmill. I saw one of my gym friends and she was like, "You're done already?" And I was like, "Yeah, girl, I'm just not feeling it today, but I committed to like doing something." And I left the gym and I went to a local breakfast place and I got myself a breakfast skillet. And you know what? That made me feel a little bit better. I came home and I took a little bath because I know that sometimes I just need a little bath. I put a post up about the emotions I was experiencing. And in my posts, oftentimes what I'm doing is I'm talking to myself, right? So sometimes I need the reminder that it's okay to be a little more gentle with yourself. It's okay to give yourself some grace. And I know that there's other people out there that needed that message, but I was really speaking to myself. You know what I'm saying? So I was feeling that type of way and I was doing the things that I knew would get me feeling a little bit better. Was I still like, did that bring me back up to 100%? Absolutely not. But I know that if I would have sulked in it, if I would have continued to get on social media and dive further down the rabbit hole, I knew I would have continued to feel even worse, right? So let's take an example of, had I done that, had I continued to go down a rabbit hole of social media, had I eaten a bunch of terrible food because I was feeling, I don't know about you, but I'm an emotional eater. So there are definitely times, well, let's face it, all of the time when I am feeling sad, feeling mad, feeling happy, right? It's been ingrained in me to go to food for that sense of comfort. And so instead of doing that, I did all of my other tasks. But let's say that I continued to feel bad and have that experience. Then what happens is I start taking actions, the do part. I start taking actions that really don't align with the things that I want, right? They're aligning with the thoughts that I had, the feelings that I had, and then the actions that I was taking. So had that continued, I probably would have stayed on the couch. I probably would have ordered a whole bunch of food and sat there and ate it and felt sorry for myself. I probably would have drank soda instead of had more water. I probably would have stayed up late and then not had a great night's sleep because, well, you know, if you're sitting on the couch, time just flies when you're Netflix and chilling, right? And then what happens in my physical reality, the have part of that is I'm feeling bloated. I'm feeling sick to my stomach. I'm disgusted with myself because I let myself get that far, right? And I have this experience of, you know, probably being cranky because all that excess food and the sugar and the crap that's in that food makes that reality even worse because you're feeling terrible on top of, you know, feeling guilty and all of that stuff for letting that experience happen. So you can literally think about this in any area of your life. Let's use it to the positive, okay? Let's say you start thinking about how you really want to, you really want to go on a vacation. It is February right now when I'm recording this, and we've been very fortunate because it has been in the 50s. Like, actually, it's been 50. It hasn't been in the 50s. It hit 50 over the past couple days here in Wisconsin, which is a huge deal. Normally, it's like 10 degrees this time of year. And so let's say I am using this thought process towards my vacation mindset, okay? So I could be thinking about how terrible the weather is this time of year where I am. I could let it get me down, right? But let's use it for the positive. So I can start thinking about the fact that, hey, I don't know when this vacation is going to happen, but you know what? I'm really dang excited about it. There's my emotion because I'm thinking about this amazing vacation that, you know, I've already started daydreaming about in my mind. The emotion that comes with that is excitement, happiness, joy, you know, whatever emotions come to your mind when you think about being on vacation. I think a lot of peace because usually I like to plan my vacations around the ocean. You know what I'm saying? So peace comes with that because I know that I'm going to take my morning sunrise walks or morning early morning walks, that sort of thing. So I feel the emotions that come with being on that vacation. And then what starts to happen is I start to take actions that are aligning with that. So maybe it is, you know, trying to make a few more sales than I normally do. So I have a little bit more income that I can stash away. Maybe it is taking an action like doing some research on that vacation spot that you want to go to. Maybe it's popping on Airbnb or VRBO and searching up some areas that you've really been interested in checking out. I don't know about you guys, but for my family, we want to live in a beach town someday. And I have this knowing that it's happening. And so one of the things we've been doing over the past few years has been checking out different beach towns. We found one last year, actually literally almost to the week this time last year, and have fallen in love. And I get just this feeling within, and it's just this knowing of like, wow, whew, this is amazing. This is where I belong. This is where I'm supposed to be. And we haven't had that feeling since, but it's so great to experience that because now I get to go back to that feeling whenever I desire to. Right? And so I start to take those actions that match up with me getting a vacation sometime soon, right? And then what's amazing is because you've been thinking the thoughts of thinking the thoughts of that vacation, thinking the thoughts of how great that would be, and then you start to feel the excitement for it actually happening, you start to take the actions that go along with planning a vacation and getting ready for vacation and all those things. And then before you know it, you are on that vacation and you get to experience the feelings and everything that goes along with that. So remember, as I think, so I feel. As I feel, so I do. As I do, so I have. And I know it sounds like kind of cheesy, but when you recognize that it all stems from what you're thinking about, you are going to start to become more self-aware of what's going on in that brain of yours. So my challenge for you is if you aren't already, maybe set an alarm 2 to 3 times a day. You know, maybe once in your morning when you're trying to get things ready, hurry off to work to see like what thoughts are happening then. Then I would probably do one while I'm at work, because if you're at work and you're like, oh, there's my alarm. My Wisconsin just came out there. Did you hear it? Oh, there's my alarm. And you literally have this feeling of utter resentment for your, you know, coworker or whatever. Probably not going to be a very, you know, supportive thought to your goals and your dreams, right? And then maybe you do another one at night when you're, you know, getting dinner ready and that sort of thing. And then you can really start to question, hey, I understand that the kitchen is always going to need that care and attention. It's going to need to be cleaned after every meal. I got to do these dang dishes and I got to put this stuff away. And how can we make that a more enjoyable experience? How can we find the joy in that process, in that journey? And so that's my challenge for you, right? Until, you know, one day you got a house manager and you don't have to worry about, you know, who's going to put the dishes in the dishwasher or wash those suckers, right? How are you going to be able to find that good feeling, that good experience in that moment? So I hope this was helpful for you. Once I had like a little statement that I could remind myself of and that I could say, hey, this is important. Pay attention to what those thoughts are. Hey, this is important. My actions are going to line up with how I'm feeling day in and day out. And if my reality sucks right now, that's nobody else's fault but my own. Oh my gosh, shit got real. Like, I'm just gonna say that much because I realized it was all on me, right? And so that's my challenge for you. Set that alarm if you need to. Do something so you can start becoming aware of those thoughts. And then if you need a practice on how you can continue to shift those thoughts, that's something that you and I can work on in coaching together. I want to mention something that's really exciting that's happening, and I can't wait to share this. I was just looking at our time. We're almost at 20 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this up quickly, but I know there are people out there, and you might be one of them, who maybe you don't have the clarity in your life as to what it is you want. What vacation do I want to go on? What kind of experiences do I want to have with my family? What kind of career do I want? I don't even know, you know, what next week is going to look like, much less 5 years from now. I'm really excited because coming very soon, for the first time ever, I'm doing Transformation Bootcamp, which is our 10-week Transformation Bootcamp. This literally takes you through not only how you can dream bigger, but it also helps you get through some limiting beliefs that you may be experiencing. You get tools on how to change those thoughts. You get tools on how to actually take the small steps. You know, maybe you're somebody who currently you're a big daydreamer. You love to dream about the future, but you don't know how to take the action steps to get you closer to that dream. Or maybe you're on the other side like I was, and I was the thinker. I always had to analyze everything. If I could have spent hours and hours and hours on Google looking up every possibility, I was doing it. And then I would kind of get stuck in this pattern of let me just look up all the research before taking any of the action, right? This gives you the ability to not only take the action, but also to find ways to dream bigger and to expand your thinking in ways you never thought possible. And what's really cool about this is because we're going to be in a group setting, you're going to get to hear others' experiences. You're going to have a community, which I don't know about you, but for me personally, being a professional woman, it's been a little challenging to find people who are desiring to live a better life and to find those people who are positive, supportive, uplifting. And so I love the fact that this is going to be in a group setting because you're going to get all of that along with this coaching. You're also going to be able to have access to all of the trainings for life. So you have like a login code, you'll be able to do that. And another nice thing is since this is the first time I'm doing this in group, I've always done this in a one-on-one setting. Since this is the first time I'm doing this in group, it's going to be at the lowest price it will ever be. It will never be this price again. So if that's something you're interested in taking part of, this is going to kind of be like our practice round. So it is going to be a very reasonable price. Typically, my one-on-one coaching is $3,000. It will be nowhere near that. But it is a commitment. I want to let you know, like, you're truly committing to investing in this series, right? Because we're going to have a call every single week for 10 weeks. So that is a big investment in your time, right? But it's also some of the most rewarding things. And this can truly transform and change your life. So hence why it's called Transformation Bootcamp. So if that's something you're interested in, please send me a message on Facebook, preferably on Instagram, but whatever you got, I've got nothing against however you decide to contact me, but just let me know you'd be interested in getting on the wait list for that. We're probably going to start sometime in March. So that's going to be perfect. And I can't wait to talk to you on the next podcast. Remember, as I think, so I feel. As I feel, so I do. As I do, so I have. Have a fabulous day. I love you.